Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit, God's continuing assurance of God's presence with us. For 15 years, I served a congregation in Minnesota that was named All Saints Lutheran Church. I loved that name, especially because the people who attended that church were anything but your typical saints. I mean, these were the biggest collection of non-typical church folks ever. But that's exactly the point. Just like Jesus repeatedly associated with the unlikely religious types, saints are not saints because of what they are or do, but what God has done in transforming them and in transforming us in our lives. All Saints is actually connected to Halloween, or what used to be called All Hallows' Eve. The legend has it that the day before All Saints' Day, all the devilish creatures would come out of the woodwork to work their mischief, because once people remembered the lives of the saints, it would cause people to do good for the next many days, and the evil powers would have to hide for some time. Saints, those great people of faith in the history of the Christian church, and those giants of faith who have taught and modeled for us what it means to be Christian, what it means to live in our communities today, they modeled for us in ways that have become a powerful witness for all that works for good. In my own life, I think of Professor Howard Wilson at Capital University, who opened the scriptures to me in ways that made sense and became believable. I think of Dr. Ellis Snyder, who not only taught me to sing, but modeled humble, dedicated servanthood as he lived by the motto, Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone the glory. It was in my first congregation that a layman, Harold Sackrider, a businessman at 3M, taught me more about stewardship than I ever learned in seminary. And my first bishop, Elmo Agrimson in Minnesota, mentored me into believing in myself as much as I believed in my God. On this occasion, I'm sure you also can share memories of people who have shaped your faith and your life. And I would encourage you on this day to remember and give thanks for all those people. All Saints is a time for us to remember and honor all those who have influenced us personally, as well as those who have founded our churches, developed our communities. The lesson today that we read from the book of Revelation offers us one image of what that heavenly host might be like. It's not meant to be definitive like a photo. It's a vision of what might be. If anything, it gives us permission to consider what we think heaven might be like. In my years as an administrator for the ELCA, I was privileged to attend the Conference of Bishops meetings several times. When those 65 leaders got together along with a number of staff folks, and they would begin singing, they would typically be in a hotel or conference center, and I'll tell you, the staff dropped what they were doing and flooded to the doors to hear that almost heavenly sound. It truly was divine. More than 50 years ago when I sang with the Capital University Chapel Choir, it was a group of 100 or so voices which sang entirely a cappella. I mean, there was no instrumentation at that time at all. We would end some songs, and the concert hall would just reverberate, followed by a stunned silence from the audience. that too seemed like almost a divine experience. Many of us have had times in our Christian walk where we felt the presence of God especially near. Some of you may have not had that opportunity, and certainly almost all of us can identify times when we are in the midst of pure evil. All Saints' Day calls us to conjure up those memories of all that was especially good, all that was kind, the persistence of those who were so dedicated that they left a lasting impression on us. People who have made our lives special just by their very presence. Some of those may have been true characters. I mean, some of the spice of what God offers us. The fact that we are called saints today, even if we run laps around the altar or have way more energy than we can possibly imagine, that still we are part of God's family. Others around us are saints by virtue of the incredible consistency of their lives. They're so reliable, they are always there, salt of the earth types. The thing is that saints come in all shapes, sizes, and flavors. When Jesus offers us the Beatitudes in today's gospel, the Blesseds, we see a variety of ways in which God bestows blessing upon us. We get a glimpse of what the kingdom of God will actually be like. As I understand heaven, it will be a place where we are able to see and appreciate the rich diversity of the entire human family, where there will be no divisions and no pain and no weeping. This is where we will be one as only God can fully make us one. So today we remember all who have gone before us. But with those memories, we feel the weight of being the people of God today. We are called to assume the responsibilities of those who are now departed. For we are the role models and the mentors for those who follow us. And we pray for God's Spirit among us as we humbly try to rise up and fill those shoes in order that all may know God's love and grace. Amen.